Hello, ballers. How's everyone doing today? I hope everyone's all right. Stay safe during the COVID times. Take all the precautions that you can and stay home, stay safe. Tune in and listen to some of some more of Eurotalk from our panelists and members today. So we got myself, Lokesh, we got Aditya, and we got Nihar. The three of us would be discussing on euros, and we'll see how it goes from there. So let's start off with the tables. We would like to quickly go through the groups. We got six groups, four teams in each. We shall see who shall be favorites to go through to the next round, and yeah, we'll pick up topics from there. So, are you ready, members?
Yes.
All right, okay, so let's start off with Group A. It's got Italy, Switzerland, Turkey, and Wales. Let's start with Aditya. Who do you think will be the two teams you see going through from Group A?
Okay, I'll pitch in first.
Aditya's thinking. Yeah, Aditya
My
is thinking,
top
I guess.
two.
So, yes, Nihar.
Yeah, my top two would be Italy and Turkey.
Italy and Turkey. Wales
Yes.
will not go through.
No,
Or
actually, I'm going with the Turkey because they participated in four competitions, the major ones, in the last 20 years, and they have done decent enough in three of them. 2016 Euros is a disappointment for them, but I back them in that.
all right. Okay. All right. I would say I would go for Italy and Wales. I think Wales will pip Turkey and finish in second place. That's what I say for Group A. Now let's try Aditya again if he's there. Is he able to hear us? Yes, Aditya. So Group A has Italy, Switzerland, Turkey, and Wales. Nihar says Italy and Turkey to finish top two. I say Italy and Wales. What do you think?
I'll go with Italy and Wales too.
Italy and Wales. So nice. So he's got two against one for Group A. All right, let's quickly move on to Group B. Group B has got Belgium, Denmark, Finland, and Russia. What do you say, Nihar, for Group B?
Belgium and Denmark, no-brainer there.
Belgium and Denmark. All right, Aditya.
I'll go with Belgium and Russia.
Belgium and Russia. All right, what would I say? Not sure. I think can't really make up my mind with Denmark and Russia. So I think Belgium is quite favorite to finish top of the table here. All right, I'll go with Russia as well. To pip Denmark and Finland. So again, I think it's 2-1. Quite a battle going on here between the panel members. All right, let's go to Group C. Group C has got Austria, Netherlands, Ukraine, and North Macedonia. Okay, I'll go first here. I would say Netherlands and Ukraine to finish top two. What do you think, Nihar?
Netherlands and Ukraine.
Netherlands and Ukraine. Aditya?
Yeah, I'll go with the same.
Yeah,
Yep.
all three are on the same page with Group C, supporting Netherlands and Ukraine. That's good to go. All right, moving on to Group D. We've got Croatia, Czech Republic, England, and Scotland. Yes, Aditya, what do you say for Group D?
I'll go with England and Croatia.
England and Croatia. Okay, Nihar.
England and Croatia.
All right, I think we all can agree for Group D as well. England and Croatia, all three agree. Right, let's go to Group E then. There is Poland, there is Slovakia, Spain, and Sweden. Interesting. Yes, so what do you say, Nihar, for Group E?
Spain and Poland.
In Poland. All right, Aditya.
I'll go with Sweden and Poland.
All right. I would be going with Aditya as well. I think Sweden shall pip Poland and, you know, finish second. Nice. And finally, the group of death, Group F. It's got France, it's got Germany, it's got Portugal and Hungary. What do you say, Aditya, for Group F?
I'd go with France topping Europe and second Portugal.
All right, Portugal to pip Germany and Hungary. That's interesting. What is your take on this, Nihar?
Oh, France and Germany.
France and Germany. All right. This is difficult to choose. Not really. Okay. I would say I would go with Nihar on this one. I would say France and Germany would be finishing top two and going through to the next stage. So nice. I think we've got quite a few, you know, different opinions. I think only Group D. I think Group D and E is where we all agree to the top two teams being the same. I think the rest, we've got a difference here and there. So, all right, that's interesting. Let's take this talk further to the next topic. Nihar, of all the teams that we have discussed and you've given your top two in each group, who do you think will be the underdogs in the whole tournament?
Underdogs, I would go with Ukraine, I guess. Or Netherlands. Yeah, I would go with Netherlands more because no one has any hope on Netherlands considering they lost their key players, Van de Beek, Van Dijk. Seriously, no one is really expecting them to go forward considering their absence from the recent Euros and World Cup too. So, okay. I really think they are a good team, self-composed team. They have good players all over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I do have some doubts regarding the managerial experience and the tactics he employs. But still, I'm backing them to be the underdog throughout. I mean, if they reach the semi-final or the final, I think it will be a really good underdog story for them. Kind of a redemption too.
Okay, so you say it could be Netherlands. And since they have lost, yes, it's another blow for Van de Beek. Sad, that's very sad knowing that, you know, he got out with an injury so early in the tournament. Just have to feel bad for the guy, man. He had a horrid time in United, not having played much, and now he gets called for the national team and then he gets injured. Really, really sad for Van de Beek. But yeah, let's see. Okay, what's your take on... what's Aditya's take on the underdogs of all the teams? Let's hear from
him. I would say Scotland. I mean, Scotland has some nice... They have some good... They have Andrew Robertson and... Kieran Tierney has good left backs. They have Scott McTominay in there. They have a good, you know, Scott McTominay and John McGinn in the midfield. Ryan Fraser also was playing good this season. They have some Celtic players who were playing good this season. So, I mean, I would say Scotland would be a good underdog.
Right. And that's very interesting since you claim to back Scotland to be the underdogs, but you chose England and Croatia to go through the group. So that can be quite interesting how you see Scotland being the underdogs going ahead in the tournament. Any thoughts on that? You got contradicting inputs?
I mean, you know, you can even qualify for the round of 16 by coming the third place. So there's this, I don't know, I mean, there's a
third place
group for, so they have two chances. They can either play in the against the Group C first or Group B first. So, I mean, Scotland do have a chance if they, you know, get a draw or something against Croatia and win against Czech Republic. I mean, they do have a chance to come back. But I think Croatia would, you know, be firm and, you know, come second.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Now, about myself, I would be backing... not sure. I can't say Portugal. I would want to go for Portugal, but it's quite hard to call them as underdogs with the current team that they have. They seem to have a very nice squad this time, and in each position, they seem to have a lot of quality. Probably not as much compared to, say, France or, say, Belgium in terms of, star players. But I do think they've got a very well-balanced team, and they are the defending champions. So I kind of think they could have a good run again, and they can go far in the tournament. So I would say Portugal to be my underdog team. And yeah, and also it makes it more difficult for them being in the group of death. But again, you never know. It's an international tournament. Upsets can happen. And as Aditya mentioned, they could finish third as well and then probably beat the rest of the teams and still make it to the playoffs, say semis or quarters at least. So yeah, I would be backing Portugal as my underdog team. Now, all right, for any more upsets as such, there's always this dark horse that comes up in every tournament, and they have a very good run. I remember Iceland had a good run the last World Cup, and they even smaller teams like Croatia, who are not very favored, but they also had a good run under Modric as such. So who do you think would be a dark horse this time, Aditya? Let's start off with Aditya this time.
It's hard to say. Maybe a Poland or a Sweden could be a dark horse.
Interesting. Yeah, Sweden also are known for pulling off upset victories over say England.
Yeah, they do have a good squad with Peter Lindelof in a centre back, and I think there's Kulusevski playing good, and I think there are 2-3 players, Alexander Isak of Isak of Real Sociedad, they're playing very good football. They could keep a good upset or something,
Yeah, very much so. It is possible. What's your take on this, Nihar?
I would go with Italy.
Because, I was waiting for someone.
From 2018, they didn't lose a single.